Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Monday morning, everyone. Foreign demand for long-term U.S. financial assets fell in April as both China and Japan trimmed their holdings of Treasury securities. The Treasury Department today says that net purchases of stocks, notes, and bonds obtained by foreigners fell to $11.2 billion in April, from $55.4 billion in March. China, the largest holder of U.S. Treasury securities, trimmed their holdings to $763.5 billion in April, from $767.9 billion in March. Japan, the second largest holder of Treasury securities, reduced its holdings to $685.9 billion from $686.7 billion a month earlier. China's holdings of Treasury securities represent about 10% of America's publicly held debt. There has been some concerns that foreign interest in holding U.S. debt might falter, causing interest rates to rise. This morning, the National Oilseed Processors Association released its monthly soybean crushings and processing report. For the month of May, crush was 142.169. That's up 8.054 from last month, but down 1.833 from a year ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 86.47 is down 152 points. The NASDAQ 18.23 is down 35, and the S&P 500 at 9.28 is down 17.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and we're going to start out this morning talk about a little bit about the upcoming week and what we can expect, and that would be first some showers and thunderstorms. Right now, a good portion of the Central Plains seeing some thunderstorms. It is heading towards the Ohio River Valley, flooding across Missouri and eastern Kansas this morning as a low-pressure area tracking into the Midwest is, again, just ramping up the moisture. The dew point temperatures will be high, and the weekend temperatures across the southern and central plains have been extremely warm. I've had temperatures in excess of 100 across the far southern plains, mainly in Texas, and that warmer air will try to spread to the east and will push across a good portion of the eastern Corn Belt for the second half of the work week. And then as we head into the following weekend, next Saturday and Sunday, again, we do look for a cold front that will be bringing more scattered showers and thunderstorms back into the picture. So a little bit of both sides of the story, a little bit cooler than average to start, warmer than average towards the second half of the work week, and then back to cooler conditions as we get into the following weekend. And especially across the northern tier of the corn soybean belt, that will continue to keep the progress slow as far as the development of crop. Southern sections, maybe a little bit too much rain in some areas, but right across central sections, again, it'll be a sort of a mixed bag this week as the crop development weather should be generally favorable, but again, some areas will receive some precipitation that could cause fields to be a little bit too wet. There is expectations for a ridge of high pressure to build into the lower portion of the corn soybean belt for the second half of the week, but as that cold front pushes back into the area towards the upcoming weekend, It looks like cooler than average conditions will return to the area. Now, the Delta and the southeastern states areas will receive some heavy rainfall. There will be pockets of precipitation that exceed 2 to 3 inches of rain. And the southern Delta into southwestern Alabama and most of southern Georgia were dry over the weekend. The Delta will dry down during the next couple weeks as significant crop stress may start to occur in the southern portion of the region. Now, the northern Delta has conditions that are a little bit more favorable, and crops should be able to withstand the drying for a little bit longer period of time as they've had some significant precipitation. Rain will be needed in the northern Delta as we end June and move into July. Many days of drying will occur over the next couple weeks with scattered showers and thunderstorms occurring occasionally as we start to build with a more summer-like pattern across the area. The 6 to 10 day forecast trend is for temperatures across the northern tier and eastern sections of the corn-soybean belt, basically across the Great Lakes down through the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley, to return to below normal as heat returns to the western portion of the plains, the Front Range of the Rockies, and the northern Corn Belt after this brief flirtation with very warm conditions later this week. And precipitation, looks like the above average precipitation is going to be confined to the East Coast and the West Coast, with much of the center part of the country looking at generally dry or at least below average precipitation over the period from June 20th through around the 25th of the month. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 6.38¾, up 1¾. Last trade down 10. September 6.49½, up 2¼. Last trade down 10¼. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.87, up 2¼. Last trade down 12¼. September 6.14, up 3/4. Last trade down 12¼. December 6.37¾. Down 2½, last trade down 12¾. July corn opened at 422½, down 3, last trade down 7½. December 444¾, down 3, last trade down 8. July 474, down a half, last trade down 8¾. July soybeans opened at 1244, down 1½. Last trade down 24. November 1075¾, down 3/4. Last trade down 34. July soybean meal opened at 422.40, down 30. Last trade down 870. July soybean oil opened at 37.14, down 2. Last trade down 23. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the dollar's up. Crude oil is down overnight. We had the market really testing some technical levels to the downside. What are your expectations today?
Well, I think you've got to look at the beans primarily as being very ominous the way they're set up. It's quite possible, excuse me, I got a bit of a cold name, but it's possible that last Thursday was a blow-off top, and it just does not look good on the charts. If you get November beans to close under this 1040 mark, if you don't have anything on the books, you need to start getting some beans sold. You're still roughly $1.50 above your insurance guarantees at 880, and I don't think you can let that walk away from you. In the corn, you've got the funds sitting here with extremely large positions, and they're just taking profits. And the scary thing in corn is you sit here and you drop the market on Friday as you pulled the corn back roughly 15 cents, and the open interest actually climbs 9,000 contracts. So there's new shorts entering the market in corn, and these funds are just out here trying to take profits off the table. We got up. We tried to get through the 450 mark, made several attempts at it, couldn't get the job done. They've decided we're not going to sit around forever, and we're going to take money off the table. Corn-wise, long-term, though, it still feels like to me we don't have a tremendous amount of risk premium in the corn today. So I think ultimately we'll see the corn get bought back up. The beans, I'm not sure I have that feel with.
So on the bean side, as you look at the Novies, 982 now in play?
It certainly is. If you can close under 1040, I think 982 may just be a brief support level. I actually come in with support down there that drops all the way back to the 1060 or 960 level. Is what I think you drop all the way back to.
So your recommendation is if you're not bought up in new crop, now's the time.
Yeah, if you don't have your sales up, if we close under this 1040 mark, and I'd probably wait and see if we can do that, but a close under that tells me to enhance my new crop sales and at least get a half my crop sold, because I can get half of it covered at a buck and a half premium to the insurance guarantees. And you can always come back and buy call options against it.
And in December corn, if I didn't make any moves above 453 and three quarters, would you recommend that I just wait this market out and see what happens over the summer?
I think that if you bust below this 440, 438 mark in the December and close below that, you probably sell something in corn. But I don't get carried away. The beans probably are a larger concern to me than the corn. I tend to think that the bean market is going to find that we produce a pretty good crop this year in a lot of areas that got planted in reasonable shape. Now, we're still struggling to get southern Illinois, Indiana crop in the ground.
All right, turn your attentions then for the calls this morning, please.
I'm going to take beans down 20 to 25 cents. I think corn's going to be down somewhere around 7 or 8 cents. And I'm hoping that this support down here holds together and gives us a bounce in corn to where we'll be able to get some stuff off down 5 or so on the day. Wheat market looks very ominous also. It's turned over. If you've got new crop wheat, I think you just sell the wheat and get out of the way and come back in as we approach harvest and get some call options bought against it.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.